ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Who is interested in distributing Srimad Bhagavatams? Please raise your hand. Okay. All those who didn't raise their hand, you can go out. This is a process of transferring Krishna consciousness into this world, which is highly authorized. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the book which has appeared in this world as an incarnation of Krishna. It is an incarnation of Krishna. Krishne svadamo pagate dharma ganadi bisaha kalo nashta drishamesha purar narkoto noditaha. Just after Krishna left, the Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is A, an ordinary book, B, just like an encyclopedia, C, an incarnation of Krishna, which gives all light in Kali Yuga, and D, none of the above.
C.
All who marked C on their answer report, you've got an A+. The most important aspect of any endeavor is our purpose. What is the most important aspect of any endeavor?
Our purpose.
What does purpose mean? Somebody tell me. Yes, Srivatsa? Huh? Yeah?
The reason why we're doing a certain action.
The reason why you're doing a certain action. Were you going to say something different, Balaram? Your motive.
Motive.
Very nice. How are you thinking of that word motive? Motive.
Because, like, we're doing it for distributing Bhagavatam, so our motive is to distribute them.
Okay. In order to be motivated, you have to have a strong motive, a locomotive. And if your purpose is strong, if you have a burning desire to do something, it makes it quite possible to do, because where there's a will, there's a
way.
That's correct. Where there's a will, there's a way. So the most important aspect of distributing Srimad Bhagavatams is to understand that the Bhagavatam is Krishna, and that by distributing the Srimad Bhagavatam, people will get the highest benefit. What are the two most important aspects that I just mentioned? Yes?
When you distribute Bhagavatam, you're giving people the highest benefit.
Correct.
And that you're giving people Krishna himself.
Yes. And what is the starting point for all of this? Your blank must be strong. Purpose. Purpose must be strong. Your sadhana should be also. Because then you'll have a strong purpose. Prabhupada used to give the example that if a person who is a foreigner and doesn't speak the local language, has an emergency, for instance, his house might be on fire, he'll be able to communicate to others that he needs help, even non-verbally, because his purpose is so strong, right? What would you do if you had to communicate to somebody that your house was burning down and you didn't speak the local language? I'd wait. Come on up here, right here. Without talking, without saying a word, indicate to all the devotees in back of you that you need help, that your house is on fire, non-verbally. On your mark, get set, go. Did it help? Are you motivated? Say yes. Yes, give him a hand. So let me teach you how to sell a Bhagavatam set. You knock on the door, and when they open it up, and Haribo! Just like that. You knock on the door, they open the door, and you go like this. If you have that kind of attitude, one of the devotees from the early days who is accredited for distributing the first big book in ISKCON, Buddhimanta Prabhu, used to get ready. He said the first 5 minutes of Sankirtan sets the tone for the rest of the day. So he'd get ready in the van, and he would jump out of the van and run up to people. And he'd fall down on his knee, and he'd beg them, please, take a look at this book. And because his purpose was so strong, he had such a strong desire to distribute the books, he was very successful. He may not have had such an excellent vocabulary, but he had enthusiasm, and it was coming from his motivation, because his, what was so strong? Purpose. So if your purpose is strong in anything, you'll be able to complete the task. You'll be able to get it done, and you'll also get intelligence. So you really have to have a strong purpose. If you have a burning desire to distribute sets of Srimad Bhagavatam, if it keeps you up at night and you're thinking about, how can I do this? How can I do this? How can I do this? Is that what you do, Abhay? Do you stay awake at night thinking, how can I distribute Srimad Bhagavatam? Do you toss and turn, and then you wake up and you think, how could I distribute a set of Srimad Bhagavatam? Sometimes? Very good. Yes? Anybody else? Do you think about selling Srimad Bhagavatam sets? Is it a heavy burden that you think about it and you say, I have to do this? Who thinks like that? They like to distribute a set of Srimad Bhagavatam sets. One person, Gita Priya. And who's that young man in the back? With Gaur Sundar? Very good. So these two, they'll be our top distributors because they have a purpose is strong. Gita Priya and Gaur Sundar, they raised their hand. They said it keeps them up at night thinking about how to distribute sets of Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Okay. So if you go to sell such Srimad Bhagavatam, the one thing that's important is you have to show people what it is. So for that purpose, we've made this flip chart. And on the first page, you'll see the advent of the Bhagavatam, explaining to people about how this Bhagavatam has come into this world. And who's that? Who's having this conversation? Narada and Vyasa. And what's the importance of this conversation that they're having? Yes, Srivatsa?
Vyasadeva's done writing the Vedas and he's still not satisfied with himself. Mm-hmm. And Narada's telling him, scolding him about how he hasn't talked about the essence of all of it.
Yes, very good. Yeah, he did scold him. He said, you've actually cheated people. You've given an indirect method. You have to give the direct method. So this is an ancient tradition passing on this idea of teaching about Krishna. So we shouldn't be afraid to tell people about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, there was a little girl in the early days of ISKCON named Saraswati. She is the daughter of Malati and Shamasundar. And when she was very young, she used to... How old is he? Three. When she was about 3 years old. What's his name?
Ishan.
She was about Ishan's age. She would go up to people and say, do you know who Krishna is? And they'd say, oh, I don't know. She'd say, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Prabhupada heard her teaching like that, he said, this is perfect teaching. She's teaching just what she heard, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what Narada is telling Vyasadeva. Just tell people about Krishna. And when they know about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they'll become happy. So in this flip chart, you'll have these pictures. So let me teach you something very important about distribution. Facts tell, but stories sell. Repeat after me. Facts tell, but stories tell. Say it again. I'll say, then you say.
Facts tell,
but stories sell.
Facts tell,
but stories sell. So if you give people a bunch of facts, it may be nice for you. You may think, I know so many things, and I'm telling them all these things. But it may not impress them very much. But if you tell a story, then what will happen, according to what I just told you? sell, right? Okay. So we would like to have people take a full set of Srimad Bhagavatams. This is not ordinary selling. This is actually transferring Krishna into their lives. And when we say selling, everyone's trying to sell something. People are selling themselves as being very beautiful. They get cosmetics and they make themselves look very nice. And they say, see, I'm selling to the world that I'm very the most beautiful person who ever lived. But it's not a very good sale. It wears off after a while. But this doesn't wear off. It's the best kind of sale. So you can start telling a story. What's the story here? What things do you notice about this picture that you could add into the story? Notice. Tell me something you notice about the picture. What is unusual or interesting about it? Yes? Yes, they're next to a lake. And what a.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yes. That's right. That's interesting. What other details do you see? Somebody else. Yes? Kitapriya? Come on. What do you see?
There are snow covered mountains.
That's right. Now that's unusual, don't you think? Yes? What else?
Vyasadeva has an unusual complexion.
Yes, unusual complexion. Yes, Abhay?
There's a bunch of Christmas trees.
Yes, exactly. For Christmas time, you can point out that there's Christmas trees everywhere. Okay, yes, one more.
Vyasadeva doesn't have the thread.
Okay. Now, Srivas, you tell us, put it together in a story, all the things we just sort of, so when you point out this your picture to somebody, tell them all these different aspects that you just heard. So say I'm the person you're presenting the Bhagavatam to, and you're showing me this picture. Tell me everything that you can remember so far.
So Narada Muni was sitting on a Vyasasana in the middle of nowhere, and he was sitting by a lot of snow where there was a lot of Christmas trees. And they were sitting right next to a lake.
Okay. So those are details that are important. But you might want to put them together in such a way that it means something to them. So when you're building the story, what you're trying to show them is what's in it for them. Why should they take this Bhagavatam set? So when you say it's in the middle of nowhere, they might think, well, that's crazy. Or like, you know, are those really Christmas trees and so forth? So what's really important about this picture that will actually, is something in it for them? What's in it for them? You want to say, Avantika?
So Narada Muni's like boldly instructing Vyasa because his fingers are like that.
Yeah, one thing that you're bringing up here is he has a teacher. There's a teacher and a disciple, right? And There's so much that you can get from this. And not only that, you might point out from this picture that the same conversation that took place between these two great souls, you might point out that they're not ordinary people. Narada Muni and Vyasadeva are on a very high platform, and that they're having a conversation. Wouldn't you want to hear what they have to say in the conversation? Isn't that something that might be in it for somebody? And so you can point out that in this book, that conversation is recorded. And this is a very rare conversation. These are two very great souls. One's an incarnation of God, and they're actually both Shaktivesh avatars, incarnations. And they're having a conversation, so it's recorded in this book, right? What were you going to say? Use the mic.
Many, many people would like to know if they see this picture because it's not like they're joking around or talking casually. Both of them are sitting really seriously, their back straight, and they're discussing something.
Yes, what is that something that is in it? What's in it for the person that you're showing this to that they're discussing? How could it help the person? What do they get that they'll actually make their life better out of this conversation? Tell us. Okay, entrance into Krishna consciousness. Srivatsa, what were you going to say? What's in it for them? Krishna prema. Now, people might not know what Krishna consciousness is yet. They might also not know what Krishna prema is yet. What's something on a simple level that they can get out of hearing the conversation that these two had in something that's relatable to the person on the street who's never heard of Krishna consciousness before? Gita Priya? She wants to make extra sure.
Okay.
What's in it for them? What do they get out of hearing the conversation?
That they can understand that Vyasadeva wrote the Shastras and Vedas, and that he wants to do more, so they maybe want to help.
Okay, that's a possibility. I want you to answer in one word answers now. I'm going to give you the phrase that I want you to answer. I want you to give me one word, okay? From reading this book, from hearing this conversation, you get one word. Yeah. You get the Bhagavatam. They don't know what the Bhagavatam is. Tell them what they get. What are people, let's ask it this way. What do people need in life to be happy?
Peace.
Huh?
Peace.
Okay, somebody write these down. Peace. What else do people are looking for to make them happy? What? To make them happy, what makes people actually happy? Okay, we'll come back to you. Yes?
Lots of people.
One word answers.
Pure understanding.
One word. Understanding. Okay, write it down. Yes? Itai? One word answer. Give him the mic.
Love.
Oh, now you're hitting on something. Now you're getting somewhere. Okay, what else? One word answers. Abhay's got one. Krishna prema.
Krishna
okay.
Prema.
Put that down. What else? One word answers. Balaram.
Happiness.
What makes people happy? One word answer. Yes? Krishna.
I was going to say that.
They don't know who Krishna is, though, and they don't know what Krishna prema is. What else?
Knowledge.
Very good. Okay. So name those things. Go ahead. Give them around. Vantika, what else you got? One word? Okay, so what do you have? What did you write down? Give her the mic.
Peace, understanding, love, Krishna prema, happiness, Krishna, and knowledge.
Okay. Take the Krishna prema off, because that's for a more advanced stage. Happiness is what we're asking them that they'll fulfill, so take that one off too. And then you read it in a sentence and say, this is a conversation by two great souls high in the Himalayas, and from their conversation you'll get, and then name those things. Say all that.
So this is a conversation between Narada and Vyasa and...
But two great souls. Say who they are.
Two great souls.
Two great yogis. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is a conversation between two great souls. You get peace, understanding, love, Krishna, and knowledge.
Yeah, take the Krishna off too, because they don't know Krishna yet. From hearing the conversation, you get...
From hearing the conversation, you get peace, understanding, love, and knowledge.
That's pretty good. So the idea is that you're telling them what's in it for them by hearing this conversation. Let's see the next slide. Now, here we have what we call the tree of Vedic knowledge. And the Vedas have a lot of branches. And then show the next slide. Out of all the branches, the fruit comes. And that fruit is the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the fruit? Go back to the tree. What is the fruit of the tree? And what's everyone looking for when they go to a tree? Ripe fruits. Okay, so the tree of Vedic knowledge, and this is the ripe fruit, ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. So there are thousands and thousands of verses in the Vedas, but all of them come through as the fruit here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Next slide. What is this picture? Okay, go ahead.
Shukadev Goswami is talking to Parikshit about Srimad Bhagavatam 7 days before his death.
And what's dramatic about this picture? You said part of it at the end, 7 days before his death. Why don't you tell it? Yes, go ahead, Balaram. What's dramatic about it? What's interesting?
There's so many sages.
So many sages. And what Srivatsa said was that they have 7 days to live. Isn't that an astounding circumstance? Go ahead.
He's desperate because he wants to hear as much about Krishna as he can so that before his death he remembers Krishna.
Yeah. Is that relevant to people in the world?
Yes.
Why? Because nobody's going to die, right? People live forever, don't they?
But if they live forever, it means that they're just going to come back to the material world, which means endless suffering.
So one thing you can point out to people is that this is relevant because... You want to say something? Go ahead. You have the microphone right there.
There's also many great souls like Narada and Vyasadeva.
Yeah. It's a good observation. Go ahead. Wait.
Parikshit Maharaj just did his daily life before he knew he had 7 days.
Yeah.
But after he realized he had 7 days, the realization struck him, the thought struck him that I haven't been focusing on Krishna and I only have 7 days to understand him. And so he wanted to get as much as out of the Srimad Bhagavatam as he could.
Very good. It's called the law of forced efficiency. When you know you have a limited amount of time, then you get more efficient, don't you? So he had 7 days to live. And how many days does everyone here have to live? How many days do you have to live?
I don't know.
Who said seven? Malini. Thank you, Malini. Why is it we all have 7 days to live, Malini? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On one of those days, we're going to leave this world. Right? So this is, when you show this picture, it's nice to tell the story, isn't it? Why is it nice to tell a story when you're presenting us? Give me a mantra back, everybody. Because
facts tell,
but stories sell. Say it again. So you want to tell a story when you're showing this, right? So when you're showing this, you point out the story. And what is the story of Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit? What are the main points? Here, let her tell. Give her the mic. Survi. There you go.
Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days to live.
And so how does that relate to me? Why do I care?
Because there's 7 days in 1 week, and in 1 week, in 7 days, you can die in either one.
Yeah, we don't know how long we have to live. He had 7 days, we might not have 7 minutes and so forth. It's something that everyone's in the same situation. It's relatable, isn't it? Okay, let's see the next slide. Dharma takes shelter of Bhagavatam. So this is one of the very poetical and moving parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto. Do you all know the story about Dharma the bull? So Dharma was standing on one leg only, the bull. And what are the four legs of Dharma? They're religious principles, right? So the last leg that he's standing on is truthfulness. And there's a conversation going on between Dharma and Bhumi and asking about how he got in this situation of having one leg only, standing on one leg. So this means that in this day and age that we're living in, people have forgotten their basic values and principles. So all over the world, people are committing violence against each other because they've forgotten the basic principles of life, truthfulness, cleanliness. And now this book, it actually brings those basic values back into your life. So what do you get from reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Get the basic values of life that actually make you happy. Let's see the next slide. Wait, Gita Priya, later. After. Then we have the Dasavatar. For those who already know about the Vedic culture, so we're talking to a lot of people from India, right? So in showing these different incarnations of the Lord, practically everyone from India knows about the Dasavatar. And it's a reminder that the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the full science of God, explaining how all these incarnations appeared in this world. And they're all coming to give us spiritual knowledge. And just by hearing about them, in the morning and the evening, the Bhagavatam says, then you'll become free from all anxieties of life. What happens if you hear about these incarnations of Krishna in the morning and the evening? It's a quiz. Are you all ready for a quiz? When you hear about the incarnations of the Lord in the morning and the evening, what happens? What do you get? Shweka?
You get free of all the anxieties of life.
Okay, now I'll ask everybody. When you hear about these incarnations of the Lord in the morning and the evening, what do you get? I can't hear you. When you hear about the incarnations of the Lord in the morning and the evening, what do you get? Yeah, just by hearing about them. Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't it make you want to go home and listen to about the avatars in the morning and the evening? And it's true, because it's transcendental. Everything they do is transcendental. If you just hear about them in the morning and evening, you'll become free from all the anxieties of life. Let's see the next slide. Simplify Vedic philosophy. So there's a lot to say, right? But we want to present it in a really simple way. Isn't it? Simple's best. So, the Bhagavad Gita is the beginning study. And most people, when you show them the Bhagavatam, they say, I already have it. And you say, what do you have? And they say, I have Bhagavad Gita. But you say, this is different. This is actually the postgraduate study of the Bhagavad Gita. It takes up where the Bhagavad Gita leaves off. Next. Then there's this story of King Chitraketu. And this is another story. Do you all know the story of Chitraketu? Well, I'll tell you really quickly. Do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
Why do you want to hear the story? Because? Stories sell. And what do you get if you listen about Krishna?
Wisdom.
You'll become free from all the anxieties of life? And what else do you get? What's on our list?
Peace,
understanding, love,
and knowledge.
What are those four words? Put them in an acronym for us.
Polk.
Polk. P-O-L-K. P-U-L-K. Polk. What do you get? Polk. What does that stand for? So, if I buy this book from you, Shweka, what am I going to get? Polk. Give her the microphone. Let's see what she says. So, what's in this for me to buy this book from you?
You get peace, understanding, love, and knowledge.
Okay. What do you get? What do I get from this? No, it's your turn.
Oh. Polk. Peace, understanding, love, and knowledge.
Okay. You can leave the polk part off, because that might gross him out. I don't know. Polk, I don't know. Sounds like, I don't know. Somebody else say, what do I get? Say it, four words. What does Polk stand for? Don't look, no looking.
Okay. Peace, understanding, love, and knowledge.
Peace, understanding, love, and knowledge. I get all that from this book, Peace, Understanding, Love, and Knowledge. Okay, very good. Here's the story of Chitraketu. Chitraketu was a king. What was Chitraketu? King. And he had many wives, and he had a lot of money. He had a lot of cars, airplanes. He had everything. But one thing he didn't have was a son. So he was very unhappy. So when he met the sage, Angira, he asked one thing. He said, please, I'm unhappy. I just need a son. And the sage, Angira, blessed him that he could have a son. So later he had a son, but he told that the son would be named Harshashoka, happiness and lamentation. And the king thought, well, all sons cause a little bit of lamentation, but they cause happiness also. But what happened was that son died at a very early age. And the king became so unhappy that he was crying so hard that he fainted, and so did his wife. And right at that time, Narada Muni came back with his friend, Angira, and he taught him about spiritual knowledge by bringing the dead son back to life and asking him why he left. And you know what the little baby said? What did he say?
He said that, because when Narada Muni explained what happened, he didn't understand the thing he was saying, because he went through so many lifetimes that he couldn't, he doesn't know what's going on now. He doesn't know his father or mother that's currently here.
You know what I like about this audience? You all are reading the Bhagavatam a lot. You know all these pastimes. Therefore, you're qualified to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Very good. That was excellent. So if you read these stories in the Bhagavatam and you hear them and you just retell them to people, it's very interesting. How this young child died and then the sage brought him back to life and the little baby looked up and he said, which parents are these? I don't recognize them. Sorry, but I've had millions of parents and these ones, you know, they don't really have a major effect on me. From that point, Chitraketu became enlightened, and he began to chant a mantra through which he would see Sankarshan just within 7 days and nights. So let's see the next picture. Oh, one of my favorites. There's Gajendra, two of my favorites, and then Ajamil. Does everybody know the story of Gajendra and Ajamil? So what happened to Gajendra? What scary thing happened to him? Nitai. What happened to Gajendra that was scary? A
crocodile ate his foot.
Yep, a crocodile ate his foot. And that's never a good thing, is it? I mean, the feet are very sensitive, aren't they? If you hit your toe on something, what do you think it would feel like if a crocodile bit onto your leg? In one word, what would you say? Ow? Yeah? Think so? It doesn't feel good. Crocodile doesn't belong on your leg. And that's what the material world's like. Everyone has some kind of crocodile on their leg. You can tell people that. And this book shows you how to get free from the crocodile that's on your leg. And what about the other picture? What's that picture? Okay, a bye? Turn that on. We all want to hear what you have to say. The next seminar will be about how to turn on the microphones. Next seminar after that about how to change the batteries in each one. Can you give him a hot mic, please?
No, we.
Okay, the seminar after that about how to keep the
button
about,
on. It's about that there's this person who was a great devotee, and then he became, and then he became, then he got, and then he got a,
And then he had, and then he was a well, then he got a wife, and then she, and then he started doing, and.
That's pretty close. Let's give him a hand. Yeah, he got it. He got the basics down. That was good. He said, started off as a great and dutiful brahmana, and then somehow or other he lost all his practice, and he became really had a hard life. You know, he got married. Actually, he wasn't even married. Just moved in with his girlfriend, and he started drinking, and you know, he was stealing to maintain himself. He lost all his religious principles. But he named his son what?
Narayan.
Is that what he named his son? What was his son's name?
Narayan.
I can't hear you.
Narayan.
Still can't hear you.
Narayan.
Exactly. Now I can hear you. So he named his son Narayan, and he didn't do it because he was thinking that this will save me from sin, but he was doing it because that was what he was used to from his childhood. He had a little bit of piety. So by saying the name of his son, he became freed. And this shows how powerful spiritual life is, just by saying the name of God. So these are very important stories. Let's see the next one. Authentic presentation. What does authentic mean? Who can say? Who knows the meaning of the word authentic? Or who has a dictionary? How many of you have a dictionary with you right now? How many of you have a smartphone? Anybody? You have a smartphone? Anybody? Look it up. Tell us what the word authentic means. So this is important. Everyone listen carefully. Are you listening? When you present, be authentic. And here, Avantika is going to tell us what authentic means. What should you be when you present?
Authentic.
I can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Authentic!
Okay, now let's hear what authentic means.
Authentic is an adjective, and it means of undisputed origin and genuine and bona fide.
How can you be authentic when you present? Advait, what does it mean to be authentic when you present? Authentic. It means... Well, you're a representative, right? You're speaking according to Scripture, what you've heard. Okay? Now let's hear authentic presentation. So these are pictures of acharyas. Everyone say acharyas. These are the great authorities. And we're presenting based on what they've taught, and therefore our presentation is? Can't hear you. Why is it authentic? Because, Balaram? What makes it authentic?
Because disciplic succession all the way from Krishna.
We're speaking according to the authorities. We're not making something up, right? Let's see the next picture. Then we have Sri Balaba, we have Sri Tukaram. So these are all saints that many people have heard of. So if you mention these great saints and authorities, that will help bring people's attention. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu endorsed this 500 years ago. Next. Now, we have the Beatles. Who here has heard of the Beatles before? How have you heard of the Beatles? Yeah, how have you heard of the Beatles? The Beatles chanted the Hare Krishna mantra to guitars. Okay. So, George Harrison and the Beatles. Many people have heard of famous people like the Beatles, and if you bring them up, people appreciate the fact that in their local culture, or in the culture of famous people of the world, Bhagavad Gita and the Hare Krishna mantra is also appreciated. What's the next one? So, this also brings out the fact that the Srimad Bhagavatam gives science. It's not just talking about faith. Sometimes people think religion just means faith. But in the Bhagavatam, we also have science. And way before modern science had talked about the development of the child in the womb, the Srimad Bhagavatam gave very detailed knowledge about how the embryo develops, how the soul is injected through the particle of semen into the womb of the mother, and how the baby develops. And there's also a very detailed description of time in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Next. Cosmology, the whole, which canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the universe and the structure of the universe? Who knows? Just call it out. Fifth canto. So you can point out to people that it teaches all about the different planets and structures of the universe. Next. Cultural presentation. What does that mean, cultural presentation? Who can say? Malini, what do you say? What is a cultural presentation?
Many different religions and many different people around the world with different cultures accept Srimad Bhagavatam as one of their highest book, like different sampradayas, like Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. Even the Buddhists also, they have certain principles which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Very good. Okay, let's see. There's the Buddha, there's the origin of Jainism, and then let's see what else. We have so much in the Vedas, which goes back thousands of years and which nowadays we take as commonplace, but it all emanated from the Vedas. Next. Look at this, Indian safari. Next. Secrets of yoga and meditation. And this is something that you can teach to people. This book teaches about four things that you're going to get. What are they? Pulk. What are the four things? Peace, understanding, love, and knowledge. And through the science of yoga and meditation, you're going to get pulk. Peace, understanding, love, and knowledge, right? Kids' education. How many kids are in this room? Okay, 18. All right, let's see about kids' education. Who's this? Now, here's two of the most important people in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and their kids. And the kids are Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. So both of them have very interesting stories. Did any of you ever leave home and go into the forest? Did you ever feel like it? Did any of you ever eat leaves?
Yes.
Every day? For salad, you just had salad. It was like California cuisine, right? It wasn't something you just took leaves off the tree and ate them, was it? So this is very unusual how Dhruva Maharaj, he was so determined, he went off into the forest. He just ate leaves, then he drank water, then he only took air. And Prahlad Maharaj, what a story. Prahlad Maharaj, he was a pure devotee from his very birth. And even though his father was very cruel, Prahlad Maharaj kept on chanting Hare Krishna, and he taught all his schoolmates at school about Krishna consciousness. Next. Who's that? Who is it?
Hanuman.
I'm not convinced. Who is it?
Hanuman.
Come on, Hanuman's the best. You got to show Hanuman and really show people about Hanuman, because everyone loves Hanuman. All you have to do is show him the book, show him the picture of Hanuman and explain to them about his service attitude. And just by having the Srimad Bhagavatam in your house, you also have Hanuman, which means that you'll always be able to find your car keys, no matter where you look, no matter what happens. Let's see the next one. And, you know, people really like to see the Sanskrit language. When you show them this, the book, you can point out that the original Sanskrit language is here, and then it's translated into English, so that you can understand what each word means, and it's broken down into word for word. Next. Beneficiaries, what does that mean? What's a beneficiary? Let's ask our upcoming attorney, Mr. Balaram.
The benefits of reading it?
Beneficiary, what does the word mean?
Benefits of whatever you're going to be doing?
Let's look up the word beneficiary and get an exact definition. It's pretty close. Okay, go ahead.
Beneficiary is a noun and a person who derives advantage from something, especially a trust, will, or life insurance policy.
Very good. Let's see what we got.
BBT.
BBT, book trust. Okay, next.
Mortality.
What is that? What is it? Next. Next. Question on the TOVP. Which temple in North America gave more money to the TOVP than any other temple? Huh? ISV, Haribo. Correct. Next, Food for Life. Yes, really. Food for Life. Next. More Food for Life. Helping Hand in the Final Journey, taking care of people when they leave. Malini, how do you explain the beneficiaries when you're presenting?
When we ask them for a donation, we have to tell them why are we using this money, what we ask them from. And it goes to many causes, and ISKCON has a variety of projects that are going on. The most important thing is a BBT, where we use the money that we get in to print more of these books. And Motel Gita, where we place books so that thousands of people benefit. And then we have TOVP, where we have a Vedic planetarium and Food for Life, helping children. And then we also have a hospice care, Bhaktivedanta Hospice Care in Vrindavan, where we take care of old people as well. So these are the different ways where the money comes and goes to.
Next. Bhagavatam is Krishna's incarnation. Next. Okay, tell us your presentation as you keep going.
Actually, Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. And this entire Bhagavatam is body of Krishna. The first two cantos are his lotus feet. Fourth canto are his legs and his thighs, navel. And tenth canto is a smiling face. 11th is forehead and 12th is head. So this is non-different than Krishna himself.
Next.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, now that's the end, right? Yes, take it back to the very beginning, please. Okay, now Malini, do your full presentation. Everyone listen very carefully. This is in succession how Malini distributes a Bhagavatam set.
This Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by two great souls, great devotees of Krishna at the bank of the river in Badrikashram. And they are very serious and they are talking about how to attain peace, understanding, love, and knowledge. The Vedas is a very complicated tree, but the most important part of the tree is its fruit, and the fruit of all Vedic knowledge is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Everyone pay attention, because I'm going to call one of you at random to come up here and represent the whole thing, okay?
The Srimad Bhagavatam is a beautiful story because it was spoken by Shukadev Goswami, who was the son of Vyasadeva, to Maharaj Parikshit, who had only 7 days to live. Actually, to see, we all have 7 days to live because we can die on either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So this is very relevant to all of us. And this is spoken, this is a story where the bull or dharma was only standing on one leg. and it was talking to the mother cow, and this Bhagavatam helps us to establish the principles of religion. There are so many stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, and it explains about the Dashavataras. As you may know, there is Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, and all the incarnations. And if you're from South India, you might also see in the presentation in your Bharatanatyam about this. Srimad Bhagavatam actually is a postgraduate study. So Bhagavad Gita, you may know, is a graduate study. But the concepts of Bhagavad Gita are expanded nicely in the form of stories in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has many stories, especially to expand the concept of you're not this body, but it's a spirit soul, is very nicely explained in the story of Maharaj Chitraketu, who, after a long time, got a son, but then the son died. And when Narada Muni came and actually revived the son and asked him that your father is lamenting, then the son said, which father are you talking about? I had millions of fathers so far and millions of mothers so far. It also has stories about Gajendra, who had a crocodile on his leg, and he was suffering so much, but then he remembered from his previous birth and started offering prayers to Lord Vishnu, who came to rescue. It also a story about Ajamil, who was going to die, but at the same time there was a fight between Vishnu Dutas and Yama Dutas, which is a very interesting conversation. It's an authentic presentation. All the great acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vallabhacharya, Sentukaram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially propounded this Srimad Bhagavatam. And we may all know Beatles, who are very famous, and George Harrison always chanted Hare Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam. It also has a concept of time. It explains in terms of atoms, millisecond, nanosecond, all the concepts are given in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also gives the development of an embryo between in the conversation of Mother Devahuti and Lord Kapiladev. It also explains about Vedic cosmology, the structure of the universe, the distance between the sun and the moon, the speeds the sun rotates with. All this is given in fifth canto. It is also a cultural presentation because it also gives the origin of Jainism, Buddhism, and many Vedic traditions are explained. Ayurveda is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, and many temples have been explained. It also explains the origin of Ganga, where it came from. It also explains about the different holy places in India. More importantly, it actually gives the secrets of yoga and meditation. Very important for children's education, because so many role models we can learn from. The determination of Dhruva, who actually ate only leaves and he drank only water, then only air. And then also our devotee Prahlad Maharaj, who was a pure devotee right from his birth, and who explained to his students in his classroom on pure devotional service. And our favorite character Hanuman, how he lifted the hill just to please Lord Ram, our hero. It also has a pronunciation guide for Sanskrit. If you want to become pandits in Sanskrit, we can read Srimad Bhagavatam. And we ask for a donation for the Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't sell them, but any donation that you give goes to Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, whose only aim actually is to spread spiritual knowledge throughout the world and help all the people to bring closer to God. The money also goes to Motel Gita, Food for Life, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Then we have hospice service in Vrindavan. The Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna, because each part of each canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12 cantos, are a body of Krishna. First two cantos are his feet, then his legs, his navel, all the way up to his beautiful smiling face, which is the 10th canto. Then his 11th canto is his forehead, and then 12th his head. So we cannot break the Srimad Bhagavatam set. We have to accept it as it is. Thank you very much. We only take $250 donation for this. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we'll take three of you to come up so you can help each other out. And I want you to go through and just give a brief explanation of the slides as they go by. And I'll give you total 7 minutes to present the whole thing. One, two, three. You three come up. Quick, 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 quick. Start at the beginning. Each of you can take...
Can we bring our notes?
Each of you can take three slides. No notes. Just be authentic, that's all. You don't have to... Now, here's the thing. You don't have to remember exactly. Just see what the picture is and say what it means to you and try to present it in such a way that people will appreciate it. Now, relax. Let your hands down. Take a deep breath. Step back and just be yourself. Don't look around just like, oh, like this. Okay? Take a deep breath. And pretend you're just in your own living room presenting to your family. Okay? And have some fun. Okay, so each one of you will take three slides and then we'll go to the next one and we'll go really quick. Just take a couple seconds on each one and do the best that you can to explain what it is and try to make a few mistakes so that we can have a little fun with it, okay? Are you ready? We'll start with Shweka and we'll go this way. Okay, look at that screen so we can see you. All right, go.
So with Srimad Bhagavatam, what actually happened was that Vyasadeva and Narada were sitting down in the bank of a river, and Vyasadeva had written all of the Vedas, and Narada was telling him that in the Vedas you did not describe just about Lord Krishna, you describe a lot of other things. So now Narada is telling Vyasadeva, you should describe about Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Very good. Next. Three each.
Oh, so the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the fruit of the Vedas, and the Vedas have many branches, so you can see here that like the Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit. So Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, so Parikshit Maharaj only has 7 days left to live, and so in those 7 days he wants to listen to the most about Krishna so that when he dies he can think of him. So here there are a lot of sages and Sukadev Goswami is explaining about Srimad Bhagavatam and he's listening.
Okay, how did she do? Very good. Got some good applause there. Okay, let's hear. Next three, go. You're up. You're next.
So in this slide, it shows Dharma, and he was only left. He was talking to the mother cow, and he was only left on one foot, which was truthfulness. And you can see there are dashavataras, and there are 10 different dashavataras, and they, if you worship them, you get free from all anxieties. Bhagavatam is actually the postgraduate study, so after you read the Gita, you can go to the Bhagavatam.
How'd she do? Okay, go.
So the Bhagavatam, if you say that you know a lot about the Bhagavatam, it teaches a lot about philosophy and how wisdom is also in Bhagavatam. In this story about King Chitraketu, he gets a son after a very long time, and at a very young age, his son passes away. And when Narada Muni comes and revives his son doesn't know who King Chitraketu is. So the son enlivens Chitraketu, and he understands that he is the soul, and he's not the body, and These are the types of wisdom that are transmitted straight through Bhagavatam. There are also other stories like when Ajamila is saved by chanting the holy name even though he had done a lot of sins in the past. And Gajendra who had surrendered to Krishna and then Krishna came and saved him from the crocodile. And we also have a very authentic presentation when we present Bhagavatam because this was also taught by saints by Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vallabhacharya, and Saint Tukaram. And finally, Lord Sri Chaitanya, who was a form of Krishna himself.
How do you do? Back to you, Shweta. One each now. You got to go fast.
So,
there you go.
So the Bhagavatam was also heard, read about, you know, the Beatles. You've heard about them. They're a band, and George Harrison especially also approved of the Bhagavatam.
The Bhagavatam has many scientific discoveries, like the development of the embryo and the concept of time. It talks about things like nanoseconds.
And Bhagavatam also talks about cosmology and where Earth is located and how it counters modern-day science and their beliefs, too.
Next.
So the Bhagavatam also talks about how Buddhism originated and the origin of Jainism.
The Bhagavatam has rich Vedic traditions like Ayurveda.
And it also talks about many different cultures in India and how the temples, just like the temples, the culture of the Orient and all the temples there and how it was changed.
So it also talks about, more importantly, the secrets of yoga and meditation and, you know, how to do yoga for your mind.
What do you get out of that?
You get peace, love, understanding, and knowledge.
Haribo!
There's kids education for Prahlad Maharaj. He was a devotee since birth, and his father, Hiranyakashipu, was trying to stop him. Dhruva Maharaj, he fasted by eating only leaves and at one point only breathed.
And then everyone also knows about Hanuman and his great service attitude and how he carried a mountain across the ocean to save Lakshman.
So the Bhagavatam is actually in an excellent format. It has the Sanskrit for all of the scholars out there. It also has like the Sanskrit in English because most people cannot read actual Sanskrit. There's a word-to-word, a translation, and then an explanation in the purport.
Very good.
The Bhagavatam, the money doesn't go towards us. We're actually a non-profit organization. All the money goes to reprint the book at BBT. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust.
We also help Motel Gita with. In Motel Gita, what we do is we put Bhagavad Gitas in prison homes and hotels all over the U.S.
So some of the donations also go towards a temple in Mayapur, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium.
Is it the largest temple in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
It also goes towards Food for Life.
And we also have a hospice care in Vrindavan where our money goes to.
So we actually cannot separate the Bhagavatam. We have to give it as a full set because the Bhagavatam represents an incarnation of Krishna and each canto is a different limb of Krishna's body. So the first two are his feet and it goes all the way up to the 10th canto, which is his head, and then the 11th and 12th complete his body.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sadhu, sadhu. Bravo. Bravissimo. So now you just need to practice a lot. By showing the books and explaining to them, you have a basis of knowledge. The flip books will be available very soon. When are we getting them? Soon, okay. We'll have a flip book so that you can show people the flip book and just go through it and tell these stories. How confident are all of the kids? There's 18 kids here today. That you would be able to go through the flip book and tell a little bit about each picture. What do you think? Kids? One, two. Okay. Those who think that they could do this, by telling a little story about each picture. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay, good. Okay, now go like this. It's easy.
It's easy.
So when you ask, is it hard to present the Srimad Bhagavatam here at ISV? And you say? No, it's easy. Come on, you got to go like this. It's easy. Is it hard to distribute books? It's easy. Very good. So now you can practice going out and telling people these about these different aspects of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then learn how to do it, and then teach all your friends, okay? Is that good? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to request everybody to thank Harivansha Prabhu for doing this entire beautiful flip chart. He actually did this for the kids about a couple months ago. And, you know, it's just been, I mean, I went through it before, but it's such a beautiful presentation, and the way you gave it with the connecting to everything. I think it's not just the kids. It's going to be helpful for all the adults as well. So
okay, let's
have
a
big
hand
for
Harivansha. Anything else? Yes. Her arm is spring-loaded. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
So Dharma, he was standing on one leg, but before in the class you said that we lost truthfulness in all the Vedic rituals that we have. So is Dharma still standing on one leg, or did he lose his one leg?
He's on one leg, but he's shaking. So the little truthfulness is still there. Prabhupada pointed out that there's still, for instance, he said, some semblance of that truthfulness in the system of law and order, which there's some way in which we try to get to the truth and give justice to people. Like in America, there's some kind of legal system. He pointed to that. Although it's a little shaky in some ways. Okay, so now we have 28 sets to go. 38 sets. 30. Okay, so let's finish those today, okay? So 30 sets to go. So everybody knows what to say. So make a presentation, sell a set, and there's 18 kids, so that's 18. There's about 12 adults that ought to do it. So 30 sets today, okay? Thank you very much, everybody. All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to the kids going out and distributing. Vancha kalpadurvishcha kripasanabhevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.